Okay, today is the second shiur we're having. So we were discussing the machlokas. We're learning Simon Kuf Tes. Chad betray, Yavish be Yavish is bottom. And the only shaila was, do you eat b'vasachas or not? The Rashba says you can't eat b'vasachas, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Rosh says you can't even b'vasachas. And in terms of a person, you can even have one person eating all three, except the Tosfos Rid says it's an Issa Daraisa to do that. And then we saw Tosfos said Shema Chad Gavra is no good, and that was quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, there are several details that still have to be flushed out in this discussion. If you take a look, and that Tosfos is quoted in the Smag as well on page 18. Okay, so now let's learn some Mishnais. Why not? Page 19. I told you, Rabbi Beresh Mandelbaum told me, those that never heard of Rabbi Beresh Mandelbaum, Rabbi Beresh Mandelbaum was a Yid from Varsha. He was the librarian here in the YU library from 1948 to 1998. You know, he's a man who knew the Gedolim of the past, and besides being a big Talmud Chacham himself, he tells me, you know, you speak about the Eish Kodesh. So he says he remembers he was in the mikveh once, and the Eish Kodesh was there, you know, as Pia Cessna. So we were Baruch Hashem very close for many years. I wasn't here in 48, but he was here from 48 to 98. So he told me that, you know, he told me once about Reb Chaim Brisker's son-in-law, Reb Hirsch Glickson, was the son-in-law of Reb Chaim Brisker. And he said that Reb Chaim Brisker was very impressed about his knowledge of Mishnayos. You would think Reb Chaim Brisker, you know, Mishnayos, you know, he would be impressed by some Brisker thing, but he was impressed by his knowledge of Mishnayos. Rav Hirsch Glickson, his knowledge of Mishnayos. That's what I heard from Rav Beresh Mandelbaum. Rav Beresh Mandelbaum wrote a sefer called Sorei Elef. That's you know, a list of different svarim on different topics and different things. Very chashuva thing. He's a very, very Adam Gadol, Rav Beresh Mandelbaum. Rav Yaakov Dov Mandelbaum, who are known as Rav Beresh Mandelbaum. So it's kedai for Talmidim to know, you know, the history of the yeshiva a little bit, you know, to know that the yeshiva didn't just start this year. Okay, so let's learn Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Truma in Orla, page 19. HaTruma v'trumas ma'isot shodemaya chala v'abikurim olam be'echar u'meya. So the din by Truma, Truma's mochomer, that if you have, say, an apple of truma that falls into other apples, so normally we'd say chad betray batal, right? But by truma we're more machmir, that you need mea, you need 100 to 1. Not chad betray, but mea. But the Mishnah then says, so then it's batal. So if I have, I'll say 100 apples of chulin, and then one apple of truma falls in, so now it's mutter. If I only have 50 apples of chulin, and an apple of truma fell in, then the whole thing is usher now, because it's usher lazarim, because it's not batal. I only have 50 to 1, I need 100 to 1. If I have 98 apples and one falls in, no good. So you need 100, not 98. No. but two key words. Vitzarich laharim. Those are the two key words. Tzarich laharim. What does laharim mean? Third line in the Bar Tanur. Tzarich laharim on the page 20, third line in the Bar Tanur in the middle. Rav Avadya mi Bar Tanura, that's known as the Rav. You know, Rav Yitzchak Cohen likes to tell the famous story that someone went into a farm store and he asks, where's the Mishnayos with Rabbi Soloveitchik's commentary? And he said, we never heard of such a thing. Because the guy thought the Rav is the Rav, you know. So the Rav is the Bar Tanura, nothing to do with Rabbi Soloveitchik. Okay.
Maybe it's
a
Gilgal or something.
Maybe. The Tzarech Laharim, Mipnei Gezel HaShevet. You see, if you're eating... Yeah, you got a chair? Is there a chair for... Is there a chair?
Find one.
Yeah, no, we'll bring you one. We'll bring you one. Man, come. Comes all the way from Toronto. He deserves a chair. Piano chair. Hey, bring it back. It might be comfortable sitting on this. Bring it down back there. You can't.
Put it here and just move the carpet.
Hey, no, go. He's more comfortable sitting there, probably. Okay, so you see, the problem is like this. If you have something that's treif, right, and it becomes batel, so it's batel. But truma is not just treif v'zarim, but it's mamon hashevet. There's a monetary chshaychus that the kohanim have. They have a monetary right to have the truma. So if something is batel, you're saying, okay, it's batel. But bottom line is, the Kohanim are losing out on their monetary right. So true, the mitzari surim, it should be batel, but there's still a din of mominus. There's still a din of mominus. Gezel ha-shevet. So that's why tzarich laharim means that if you have one apple and falls into 100, it's batel, but you have to take one random apple out and give it to the Kohen. Because so the Kohanim shouldn't lose out. In other words, because bitum, I mean, there's a whole sugya in Beitza about mamon ein batel, but because bitul is going to take away the surim, but still, the Kohanim shouldn't lose out on their mamonus. So therefore, you take one apple and you give to the Kohen. So if it's going to batel and chayachad b'meya, you still have to be marim. Is a chair there? Okay. Rav Weingarten, there's a chair for you. Even though you didn't come from Toronto. Yeah. Okay. Now. But the pashtus is that this halacha is only a din in truma, right? And the source of the Bar Tanur is from the Yerushalmi in Orla on page 22. Kacha at Amar Tzarech Larim, Kacha Amar Einu Tzarech Larim. Rav Yaakov Bar Zivdi, Rav Yavav B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Mipnei Gezel HaShevet. So that's the source of this concept of Gezel HaShevet. Okay. So the pashtus is that Gezel HaShevet should not apply anywhere else but Truma. Because Truma is something that this Gezel HaShevet. So there is a Rashi in a Masechet Avodah Zarah on page 23. An ayin dalet amud aleph. So Rashi, it's a whole sugya here, we're not going to get into it, but it's discussing a question of bittul, of say if you have a piece of nevela that's bottle. So l'chora, if you have whatever, it's chad betray, whatever the shear is, it's bottle. And that's it, nothing to do. Bottle. So Rashi says a chiddush. And the end of the bracketed Rashi, the line that ends with the word shoddy. V'chada shoddy l'klovim, v'inach sharu b'achila. That you have to take one thing out and give to the dogs. In other words, even if something is batel, you still have to be meirim. Now here's not a question of gezel hashevet. No one's losing anything. So you have to take one away and throw it away. Because even when we have bittul, we want to be able to say that the thing that's batel, we have a tliya to say that the one we picked out, ki'ilu, that was the treif one. It probably isn't. Odds are it wasn't the treif one necessarily. I mean, who says, meheki tesi, that one piece of treif for meat fell in other pieces, now you pick one random piece. And, well, you don't need to do it. Both according to the Rashba and the Rosh, you don't need to do it. But Rashi says that you have to be merim not only by what? By truma, but all macholas asuras. You have to be merim. Because you always have to be able, this is a pashas adin derabanan, that we want that the bittul not look like peculiar. In other words, not look like peculiar, that, it shouldn't look peculiar, that you vada eating treif. Right? So you always say, okay, there's a treif piece of meat that fell in, it's a bottle, but take one random and throw it out. Give it to the dogs, etc. So that's Rashi Shita. And the Rosh in Masach Avodah Zarah discusses this on page 24 in the bottom. It says, Mashapir Shumashlich Echad Lo Yadana Lama. He says, what Rashi said, you have to be mashlich echad, sarach laharim. So I understand, by truma I understand. That's the Yerushalmim, you make gezel hashevet. But what over here? Lo yadan olama, this nam maseches orla, ha-orla v'kile kerem olim be'echad u'masayim, ve'inu sarach laharim. Tad tzarach laharim b'truma, ha'inu mishum gezel hashevet. Then the gezel hashevet. Okay, so that's the, and this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. So take a look back in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tes, and look on page 29 in the Ramah. And that's the Rashi in Avodah Zarah. It's only a chumra ba'alma. Because you see, the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim never heard of such a thing. The whole, according to the Rishonim, even one person could eat everything. And if you look in the Shari Dura on page 26, is the Shari Dura and then the Hagos Shari Dura. So in the Hagos Shari Dura says, because of a smag, shekvarnogu in the middle, the first word on the line is reish yudal, rib. Shekvarnogu olum lizrok achas. Dirim v'ram shafil. Melagabi trumam negezel hashevet. Tula shachichon rabseinu men yushal medafke lashlich li'ibur olotez l'goy lot shuchina v'alachim l'shtei ben yodim yish l'hafmeh.
So he quotes that this he says, "Kvarnogu ha'olam lizrokachas." He quotes that minute. "Kvarnogu ha'olam lizrokachas." Okay.
So that's the first thing. Then we were going to talk what we mentioned last time a little bit about the concept of being machmir. Is there any inyan that a person should say that, you know, it's batel, but you know, I machmir, not to rely on bitl. Yeah.
If it's more than chai b'shrei, if it's two pieces, you have to throw out two pieces. If you have two pieces left on, like five kosher pieces.
You mean two pieces fell into? It would be mistaber to say, according to this chumrah, to throw out the amount that came in, because you want to be able to have a chachatliya, so it should look like either you're not eating treif, even though you may be eating treif. Okay, so let's see some of the makaros about being machmir on on bitl. Take a look. Okay, we'll start with Bnei Yisachar on page 31. He says, "V'nei yesh lachko lefi zeh en kein dover isser shen esarev beheter v'nispatel al pi toira v'shav leheter." The top of the left side of page 31, the top of the left. "V'nei yesh lachko lefi zeh en kein dover isser shen esarev beheter v'nispatel al pi toira v'shav leheter kudei sheizbar en kein lama lefamim masru chazal kan yov v'shberish chav v'nei nispatel al pi toira v'tolecha kol ha'gimel. When the Simon Mes Hashem is barking, can hech bol chacham achron and sivul hashlich achaticha achas." You see, some say you should be mashlich achaticha achas. Tam Hashem pen is damen she shlichu la iser. Because, you know, like the Rashi, maybe you'll end up throwing out the iser. Hine hu nesiba meis Hashem is barking, shodavka yochu la iser b'chtei levara ha nitzotu makdoshim aval omer ha nira lani as daiti chacham and misachtim takonis Yisrael v'godrim gedorim l'torah. Those chachamim have special siyata d'shmaya, etc. And they make gozik zeros, so they could they have the right to make these zeros. But he says, look before, the paragraph before on the right side. Matam early, Kevin Shadover has a base of Shem's Bach, Mazmin Adover, Issa Shaver, Rod Heter, Teshe Nitra Bachila, Kiyodea Shem's Bach, Shazel, Echlal Abir, and Nims of Israel, came Mitzvah, Bedafa Shiochal Israel, Katicha, who lo Yachner. He says, he writes, you shouldn't, in other words, if something happened, the Chachamim, they can make whatever things they want to say, Xerus and things like that. But if there's no gezeres chachamim, so you shouldn't be machmir. Mitzvah betavke sheyuchal yisrael katicha hu v'lo yachmir. What, you don't believe in the pasuk in Chumash? Acharei rabim latos? King she'omru godol anenem v'yigiyah
Yosem Yirei Shemayim. There's a famous Gemara in Brachas that says, Gadol Hanene Migia Kampayim Yosem Yirei Shemayim, which literally means that it's Gadol that you earn your own parnasa more than not earning your own parnasa. That's a simple pshat. It's about making parnasa. So the Shalah says a different pshat. He says like this. The guy's Nene Megia Kapov, he has a Shaila. So the Yirei Shemayim, he just says, okay, throw it out. He's a Yirei Shemayim, he doesn't want to be violated in Avera. Throw it out. But the other Hanene Megia Kapov means he works to find a Kula, to find out maybe why it's really Mutal Pi Halacha. So that's Gadol Hanene Megia Kapov, who works the Yigia Kapov, find the Kula. Yosem Yirei Shemayim, more than the Yirei Shemayim, who just says, "Okay, just throw it out." That's the Shalos Pshat. Yinisha Omru Gadol Anenem Yigia Yosem Yirei Shemayim Perish Bezeh Rav Hakadosh Bala Shalos Nenem Yigia Hayishe Yoga Es Atzma B'Torah V'Yodei Lahachshir Machal Zeh Al Pi HaTorah Hagam Sheish B'Socha Machal Dover Iser Yinei Shavu Het Al Pi Klalei HaTorah Dam Hu Hazeh Ochel Machal V'Nenem Yimenu Yinei Hu Gadol Yirei Shemayim Machmiru. In other words, this guy, he works, and then he gets the, you know, what's the expression? You get your cake, you get your cake and you eat it too. So this guy, he gets to eat his cake. He gets to eat the cake. He works, he learns, he figures out why it's really mutter, and then he eats it. Good for him. So he's Nena Migia Kabayim. Yosem Yirei Shemayim, the guy who didn't work to figure out what the halacha really is, and he knows there's some type of shayla, so he just throws it out. Now, he says he doesn't think it's right. Some people, anything there's a shayla, they won't touch. Even though it's mutter, but what about the Gemara in Chulin, Mem Dalet, Lo Achalti Mi Behema Shehora B'Chacham, right at the end of the paragraph, that some people didn't eat from a Behema that's Shehora B'Chacham. Hay Nedavki Milsa Tali B'Svara. So he says that's only where the Kula was not 100%. In other words, it was a Svara that the person used to be Matirit. But if it's a Pashat HaHalacha, you're just too lazy to figure it out. Like shishim, it's not a svara. This is the halacha. So then he thinks that it's not even an inyan to be machber. I remember once I was in Borough Park. It was like the day after Yom Kippur. This goes back a long time ago, probably over 20 years or so ago. It was the day after Yom Kippur in Borough Park. So the day after Yom Kippur in Borough Park, what is everyone doing? They're buying lulavim and estrogim. So I was with Rabbi Harari. We were walking down 13th Avenue. So first, who do we meet? None other than Rav Shlomo Kalbach himself. He was with his entourage. And then he made a proclamation. He said to the Oilam, he said, "Where can I get the most beautiful Esrog?" That was his proclamation. So then we kept walking down. Then we kept bumping into him again and again. This is very interesting. Through the day, we kept bumping into him. You know, Shlomo, he's a presence. So then someone calls us in to a store. They were selling Esrogim. So before we get called into the store, after we get called in, I said, "Who gives the Hechsher on these Esrogim?" So they said, "There's no Hechsher." So we were ready to walk out right away. So then the owner of the store calls over two Rabbanim, two people with long beards. We didn't know who they were at the time. And he says, "Tell these guys about our Esrogim."
So he says, so this is what he said. I'll tell you who it was in a second. He said like this. A hechsher is, it was a shayla. It's like basar shahor b'chacham. So it was a shayla, you need a hechsher. These esrogim are so poshut that they're okay. You don't even need a hechsher because it's like basar, it's better than basar shahor b'chacham. This was Rav, the two rabbanim were Rav Eliezer Wachfogel, who's one of the gedolei Rosh Yeshivas from South Fallsburg, and Rav Gerelich's son. There's Rosh Yeshivas in South Fallsburg, but Rav Eliezer was the one who said that. So this is the discussion. It was Moroccan. Those are Srogan, Moroccan Srogan. And some people like to use Moroccan Srogan. I mean, this year I'm going to be giving a shiur in the Torathon, the Tishrei Torathon, on this is the year of the discussion of Esrog Shemitah. So this is the, so I figured if you don't discuss it now, we have to wait another 7 years before we discuss it. So you might as well give the shiur. I was going to give you the shiur either on Tosefes Yom Kippurim or the Esrogim. I figured Tosefes Yom Kippurim you can give any year, but this is the shiur of the Esrogim. So that store was selling Moroccan Esrogim. So supposedly Moroccan Esrogim is considered Muchzok, maybe that they're not Murkov or whatever it is. And you see, the Moroccan Esrogim, the problem with them, they don't have seeds. So the question is that a proof that maybe that it's Murkov? Because then why don't they have seeds? So that's what the Kloisenberger Rebbe held. And the Satmar, hell no, those are the best. The Moroccan Esrogim are the best. And the reason they don't have seeds is because in Morocco, it's so hot that the heat doesn't allow the seed to make the seed. Because in other words, just like when you have a zera that's going to the egg and making it, to have a child. So the same thing would make a seed. So it's so hot that it becomes sterile, so we won't be able to create the seed, but not because it's Murkov. So that's so in the summer they used Moroccan Esrogim, and the Kloisenberger one year at by Kol Nidre he said a drasha that you take Moroccan Esrogim is like taking a banana or something like that, but that was a big machloikus. The Kloisenberger was married to the Satmar Rebbe's niece. That was his first, and then she was killed in the war, and then the Kloisenberger Rebbe remarried him and built a new family. Okay, but that's the shayla of Horeb HaChacham. So the Bnei Yisachar here writes that you shouldn't be machmir. No reason to be machmir. In other words, it's a din of bittul. You believe in the Torah, so the Torah has its chumras, it has its kulas, and that's it. Well, so let's look now in the Issur v'Heter on page 32. This is the first time this year we're looking at the Issur v'Heter. The Issur v'Heter Rabbeinu Yonah. Many point out that it's not the same Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a question whether it's the same Rabbeinu Yonah that that we're all familiar with. From some say it's not the same Rabbeinu Yonah. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Whatever. Issur v'Heter is a classic sefer in Yoredeya. There's a certain classic sforim that the Shach is always quoting, the Toras Chatas by the Ramah, Issur v'Heter. These are. We said the Torah Sabayis, we already saw the Torah Sabayis. So the Issur v'Heter is from the top five classical Svarim that you use when you're learning. So look what he says. The Dafkel Hosev Horus Trefas Acheris Yeser Aleilu Shemonu Chacham Osir Omnom Mimrotu Lahachmi Alatzmo Shalolochom Membehim of Ofo Mikol Dover Shanishal Olav Lachacham. Or mitavshil shenofel or shenimtza bo iser bechlichein or bechlirishon yeshishim or boser achad gvinim boser suda kol kehagav hachad asim kol dover kiyor harshus biyado. Whereas the Gemara says hachek mikkiyor, you should get away from any shilas. Don't get involved. So
So if you want to be mosif treifas more than once, the chachamim, so that maybe you shouldn't do. But if you want to be machmir on davar shenishal olav lechacham, or shetavshel shenafal on nimshal bo iser, b'chli sheni, or b'chli rishon v'yeh shishim. So he says beferish that even when there's shishim, there's treif in there. You know for sure that treif fell in your soup, and there's shishim. You know for sure. So the Issa V'Hetta says you have a right to say, I'm not eating it. Nafkin, it's not considered Baal Tashkus. It's not considered Baal Tashkus. And the Reis Oscar writes, he thinks, no, that's not right. So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, he discusses this. Page 33. Mechvir begilyon yardeya chenim nafal yisr b'chlishenu chenim akon. So he quotes the Issa V'Hetta. Issa V'Hetta is usually abbreviated al avav, two lines, hey. That's the so that's but then the last four lines he says shuvra isi b'solz l'mincha shechasa b'shem torasa oshem demisha rotza l'hachbe linhog yisra b'dovash lo matzino shechmiru amoroi gon mashin espatel b'shishim v'klisheini ha'vikmo apikorsis v'yotza schar b'hev seidu lo kamo shechasa v'yisra v'hetar. So he says that no, that maybe it's a shayla of apikorsis. You know, like halacha is not only chumras, it's chulas too. That's why Dr. Moshe Dreisinger told me when he took a smicha bechina with Rav Moshe Feinstein in I think in Yeridea. So Rav Moshe was always machmir to make sure he tell me all the study kula to the shayla. Well, make sure the Rav has to know all the study kula. Doesn't mean you always make it, always this, but you have to. That's why you have to learn. In other words, you can just open up the handbooks, and you know, the point of learning halacha is knowing what the kulas are, what the chumras are, what's a kula, what's a chumra, and be able to apply it. So he says, the same thing. Shishim is a halacha. That's it. Here's the solus lamincha here on page 34. You want to see inside. And then he quotes the same thing that Bnei Soskar. Had aminu achalti b'vehim ashor b'chacham, hain misvar denafshe. Whereas svar denafshe. He had his own svar, and he thought it was right, but still, it wasn't a clear. Shishim is a halacha. It's mutter l'kulei alma. But he doesn't want to rely. You see, the person doesn't want to carry in the Eruv. So the Eruv, it's a big shailas in the Eruv, in most Eruvim. According to most Eruvim are in cities that according to most Rishonim, at least half the Rishonim, is a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So if the person says he doesn't want to carry in the Eruv, that's not apikorsis. That's very legitimate. Because it's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa according to many shittas. But here, shishim is a din. We hold from the din of shishim. It's halacha psuka, that's it. So what the Issa V'Hetta says that you have a right to be machmir by shishim, that's why he's taking him to task. He says that maybe that's apikorsus. Now, a person feels he doesn't know how to mishaya shishin. That's a different thing. Then, you know, he should learn how to mishaya or go to someone who knows how to mishaya. But let's say we know for sure it's shishin. But you still, you know, like feel against your grain. But, you know, who your grain. I mean, like, that's what a lot of people in halacha, they feel, oh, this is not right. This is not ethical. This is not. Who's you to say what's ethical and what's not ethical? You have to. There's a Torah, and it tells us what's permissible, what's not permissible. People put in their own feelings, and a lot of times these own feelings come from the norms of society, of the Gentile society, or they're not coming. Oh, I don't feel this is right. I mean, sometimes you don't feel it's right because taka it is not right. But that's why you need someone to. That's the story with when the Jews, Rav Moshe, right? They said that. Rabbi Tuckman pointed out that our official insemination. They felt that maybe someone was timing it against Rav Moshe, that the kula that he gave, it's not right. It's not from the, you know. So Rav Moshe responded, I understand, I never opened up a secular book in my life. I never, anything that I have is from the Torah. So you can't say that I'm being, you know, but in the world today, not everyone's on that that madrega. So a lot of things that people have in the world have ideas of how to deal with different things are coming milbar. They're not coming from the Torah. So the same thing. I don't feel it's right, shishim. You know, you don't feel it's right. Yeah.
Is there any difference, those who say Rishus V'yado, whether it's, let's say, a Wednesday afternoon as opposed to Shabbos, let's say it's the only meat you have to have, you could have in Shabbos. I mean, there's an Indian of Beilis in a mitzvah, Basar V'yayin in Shabbos, as opposed to Wednesday, which you don't really have to have, but in Shabbos you have to have.
Well, we will see. There are some halachas in Yeridaya where we're more makel on Erev Shabbos. But that's where there's a machloikas. A case of the Tipas Cholov on the Kedera, and, you know, whole kinds of thing there. We are cases. But if it's a simple halacha that's Leis Man de Poli, so why can't you be makel on a Wednesday just like you makel on the Shabbos?
Okay, but I'm asking those who say
Rishus
B'yado, will they agree on Shabbos?
Oh, the Rishus B'yado people.
Because you mitzvahs on Shabbos, say you have to eat Basar on Shabbos.
I don't know. Do you have to eat Basar on Shabbos? I don't know. Yontif maybe more, so right. Maybe. I mean, sometimes, right, like Rabbi Willis says, a lot of times a chumra is a kula. You machmir one thing, you make on another thing. That's why it's important to learn halacha, to know things well, to know what's a chumra, what's a kula, what's mikra din, what's not. Like the poskim say, there's a minhag from the Rosh that a woman, she's going to mikvah tonight, so she shouldn't eat meat that day. But if it's Shabbos Yantif, so the body points out poskim a mekel on that. It's a chumra. That there might be a piece of thing. Okay, on a regular Wednesday, you'll take on that chumrah. But if today's Yontif, you're going to tell him not to eat meat and be mevatel simchas Yontif because of the chumrah, so you'll eat the meat and make sure that the teeth are clean. On a regular Wednesday, we say we're afraid that maybe you won't make sure so much. So therefore. Now, take a look on page 35. Now you're seeing all the classic, every classical sefer is in this packet. You saw the Torah Sabayis, right, last time. You saw the Issur Heter. I'd say those are the three top svarim. Besides the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, but
the Torah Sabayis, Issur Heter,
the Torah Schatas, page 35. The Torah Schatas was written right by the Ramah. Who wrote the Torah Sashim? Did he write the Torah Sashim too? I have to check. But the Torah Chatas was definitely written by the Ramah. Yeah, so look on the top here. Mordechai, cousinship, perkol abasa, cousin Maram.
What's Maram in Rutenberg?
Cause motza pam achas gvina ben shinov.
He found a piece of cheese between his teeth.
Misuda lusuda.
Whereas 5 hours later, he ate milchiks for lunch, and now 5-6 hours later, he finds a piece of cheese between his teeth.
So chen hechmer atzma shulechol basar achar gvina kemo gvina achar basar.
Just like we wait 6 hours, whatever we wait between meat and then milk, so he would do the same in the opposite. So he would, even though that's not the halacha is you don't have to wait so long between if you have milchiks and then fleishiks. But the Maharam in Rutenberg, he had this maisa happen to him. So from then on, he says, I'm going to wait, just like I wait 6 hours between meat and milk, I'm going to wait between milk and meat.
So what's the pshat? So look what he says. Look in the bottom. Shuvas Maram Simon Tovresh Tezvov
Maram Rutenberg. They came out, you know, Machon Yerushalayim now came out with a new Shuvas Maram in Rutenberg. It's very exciting because there are a lot of different Maduras Maram in Rutenberg, but now they put out a very nice one, you know, so you should take a look.
Shashal Adoni Shashamat Shani Noam Shalalechol Basar Behema V'chaya Achra Gvina.
So someone asked the Maram in Rutenberg, we hear that you're Machmir not to eat meat after milk.
Umekel bebasar of, and you makel bebasar of. In other words, bebasar of, you won't wait the 6 hours after milk. So he says, bimei churfei isim slosis b'nei other mosim came.
So the Maharam Rutenberg says, when I was a kid, you know, my youthful days, I would make fun of somebody who would wait 6 hours between eating milk first and then meat. Adrabah, Charlie Mori Hayanira Beine Kmo Minus. I think it's apikorsis to do such a thing. But you're making your own halachas. But then, one time it happened to me that I had milk, cheese in my teeth way after, and then I changed my tune. I said, no, okay, now I could hear maybe why somebody would want to wait between milk first and then meat.
Because I deal at me, so I took it upon myself.
You see that the Gemara says there was an opinion that we used to wait 24 hours, right, between milk and meat.
So he says, everyone cholchad matzi lachmura and nafshe lasas mishmeres. What's the ofani mekel? Shofik vina chom babikor.
In other words, he won't eat, if he had milk, he won't eat meat till 6 hours later. But chicken, he would. That far he didn't go.
The shalom, Meir Bar Baruch.
That's the truth. He ends off with shalom. And then he signs his name, Meir, the son of Baruch.
Okay, so that was his tshuva.
So the Marshal writes, because of Marshal, Teres Shlomo, v'nira be'enai me'echa shekosav Aram shaya nira be'enav ke'en minus, im ke'en mashmal head yimi shalobo lo takal yodo liyucha l'hachmer. Favikim of minus.
So he says that maybe it's minus. So he experienced it himself, so he has a right to be machmer. But if you don't experience yourself, you shouldn't be machmer. That's what the Marshal says. Okay, so that's and one. Then, okay, so I told you in general, you see, we're in a society today that where we were, you know, hechsherim. So I told you, Rabbi Shechter said that hechsherim, no, you, they don't give hechsher on bittul, but because they don't want to give the people an impression. The people think that hechsher means that it's no shayla. So in other words, hechsher doesn't necessarily mean it's kosher. Hechsher means what people are thinking of what it means. In other words, so that's why there's certain things that don't have hechsher that are treif, but certain things that don't have hechsher that still could be kosher maker or din. That's why every once in a while somebody will call me up with a shayla that they I'll tell you, just had the shayla. Somebody took chicken and they took syrup, pancake. You put your pancakes in syrup and they put it on the chicken, and then they cooked the chicken. And it was OUD. So the question is, does it really mean there was dairy? It was you know, in the end, the body thought maker did, it was mutter. But it wasn't really dairy, it was milk equipment, it was bottle, he thought it was anything. So Rav Abadi in the end thought he could eat didn't have to throw out the chicken. But if somebody who doesn't know halacha will say, well, it's OUD, and it's on chicken, so just throw it out. If you ask somebody I said first I'm going to call up the OU and find out what it means, OUD, in this case. Does it mean it's really milk, or just means milk equipment? And then, and then I discussed with Rav Abadi, and he thought that it should be mutter and bottle or whatever, different as far as, you know, that it should be okay. And you know what I mean? Because certain things are mutter, midin. If it would be that there's milk in it, then of course you wouldn't. Okay, the Marsham was the Berzhana Rav. And the Marsham was the Gadol Hador. He was the Posek Hador, and he wrote Tshuvas, which are very. And then there's a set of Sfarim called Das Torah. Das Torah is a running commentary on Shulchan Aruch. And who put that together? His grandson, who had the same name. Shalom Mordechai. Who was what? Who was his famous grandson? The Marsham's famous grandson? No? The Maggid, of Shalom Shradron. The Maggid speaks. Pesachron, the Maggid speaks. Right? You know the Maggid. I used to spend, in 91, I went with my father to Eretz Israel for 10 days. So we used to daven Maariv every night. We daven Maariv in the Gros Shul in Shari Chesed, and which Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was there, and the Maggid was there. Rav Rosenthal was a place to be. So those were the Rabbanim there: Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Maggid, and Rav Rosenthal. It was a chashuv place. Like my father tells me, he remembers, it was a long mar. It was like a 45-minute mar. It was a long mar. But we used to go every night. We would go to one. So the Einikol of the Marsham, he has the same name as his grand. He was named for his grandfather. The Einikol of the Marsham wrote a sefer called Das Torah, the classic sefer. You see, in the Litvish world, they don't know from Marsham as well, because he's from a different, you know, wasn't part of the, you know, but he was from the Gedolei Hador. Anyone who's serious in halacha has to know the Tshuvas Marsham. Not necessarily only have to pass like the Marsham, but Marsham says something. You got Rabbi, it's a man who in the nursing home, Rabbi Teichner, told me that his nephew, Rav Aaron Felder from Philadelphia, said Rav Moshe Feinstein, he didn't necessarily have all the achronim,
But so people would tell him what the Achronim said, and then he would comment. He agrees, he disagrees, but he would take special interest to hear what if they quoted from the Marsham or who else they tell you, Marab Chick and Marab Sham. He would take special interest because Marsham was Gedolei Ador. So he writes, he quotes the Solos Lamincha Huvam Pisket Tshuva. So he says that he thinks it's not so poshut. Why? Because there is a din, we're going to get to this, of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir. What does Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir mean? You see, if you have a piece of treif meat and it got mixed in, so you can eat it if it's potel, right? But say something that's usher today, mutter tomorrow. For example, like muktzah. Beitzah shenolda the Shabbos. So it's muktzah on Shabbos. But on Sunday, it's okay. Because there's no issur muktzah on Sunday. But what happens if the beitzah shenolda the Shabbos gets mixed in other eggs? And you want to eat it on Shabbos? Can you eat it? So the halach is no, you can't eat it. We say, Rashi says, instead of relying on bittul today, wait till tomorrow, Sunday, and you'll eat it without any strings attached. That's the halacha. That's the halacha psuka. You know, halacha psuka. That dover sheyish lo matirin, if it's going to become mutter tomorrow. So Marsham says, if it's so pasha that bittul is such a glata zach, so why is it called a dover sheyish lo matirin? Why do I have to wait till tomorrow? Today's also mutter. What, today you don't believe in bittul? It's mutter today. So if the Torah is telling you, in other words, if Chachamim said Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir in Lo Batel, so then why can't I be machmir not to rely on bittul? Because, so the answer is, the Chachamim, like the Bnei Sos, the Chachamim have the right to say that if it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir, but if it's a case that it's not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir, then there's no Eitzah, then you do rely on Bittul. But he said, you see from there, that you see that Bittul is a Heter, but it's Epis. It would be better to be without Bittul. So if it's better to be out Bittul, so that's where the Marsham sides with the other people. But then he says, no, maybe not. Because Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir in Eino Batel is only Bimbamino. And there's an opinion in the Gemara that says Bimbamino is never Batel. So then maybe, since there's an opinion in the Gemara that says it's never Batel, so then maybe that's why you shouldn't rely on Bittel. But certain things that are Batel, the Kulei Alma, well, why shouldn't you? So that's his discussion. Okay. Okay. So now, last time, I made a new packet. I made a new packet because Rabbi Tuchman was encouraging me to revisit a question that I was always gave as an example, and then he pointed out that maybe it's not so posh in my example. So this is what we said is a din of chad betrei batel. Now chad betrei batel, yovish be yovish, it's not mixed in. I said you have three pieces, I gave you an example, three pieces of meat. Two I got in McDonald's and one at McDonald's. And now I can't. So what makes it a tarovus? What do we say? It's the suffix. It's in the mind. It's all in the mind, because they're not physically. It's not like treif milk fell into kosher milk and it's mevulba. It's all in the mind. This is part of the suffix. So I always used to say, what if I have three pieces of meat? One is in New York, one is in Florida, and one is in Pittsburgh. And I know I got these three pieces of meat and I sent it to different places, and I forgot which one was the treif piece of meat. So pashas is, that's what? One second. That's a tarovus. That's a tarovus. Because what's the tarovus in my mind? My mind, as long as it's in the suffix of my mind, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be three pieces of meat on the table. If three pieces of meat or whatever, that's the three pieces of meat. So, and I always thought that's a davar pashut. Maybe Rav Shechter said it over, perhaps, I don't know, maybe. But Bekitzer, the Rabbi Tugman pointed out that it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. That maybe there has to be somewhat of a proximity to a tziruf, even though it's not physically, but maybe, oh. So there is a tshuva, Rabbi Tugman pointed out to me, in the Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav is a wine garden, right? Rav Yoav Yoshua Weingarten of Kinsk. Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav is a fascinating sefer. There's always a couple of Chelkas Yoavs that I say over. One that I say over in Tarubis, about Ribis, yeah. Rabbi Suna. I don't know if you know Rabbi Suna. Over here, Rabbi Suna. Just letting you know the history of the yeshiva. Rabbi Suna was a rebbe here in the MTA for many years. He has grandchildren. Ozabel, Riverdale. His grandchildren. So Rabbi Suna used to tell me that he was from Kinsk. He says he was. I'm from the same town. He would say as the Chelkas Yoav. He was a rebbe here in MTA. He passed away. So he discusses that maybe it's not true. Here, take a look on page 6 for a second. Siman Tes Zayin. Amarti Levayer, Bidin Bittel Yovish B'Yovish, Echad B'Bayis V'Echad B'Aliyah. He would start from Levatel. Where it say you have one piece here, one piece here, then they're not in close proximity. One is in the attic, one is here. Is there any shear of tziruf for yavish b'yavish? Pashas is not. Pashas is because the whole suffix is in the mind. So I can have a piece of meat here as long as it's in the suffix. That's mitzarif. It's in the mind. So who cares that where it is? By lach b'lach, it's a physical tarovus. So he quotes the Mishnah in Trumas on page 2. Page 1. Perek Dal Mishnah Yidbei. Shtei kupos shtei meguros. Shenof lasa truma l'toch achas mehem. Vein yadu leizem em nofal. So you have shtei kupos. So you have two barrels of truma. And there are 50 units in each one. So if something falls into 50, that's not good enough, because you need a mea by truma to be bought them. But say, I'm not sure which one it fell in. So now the suffix is on both barrels. Which one did the apple fall? Each one has 50 chulin. And I don't know which one it fell in. So do we say, well, now, if I know for sure that it fell in this one has 50, and now one apple truma falls in, so it's only 50 to 1, it's not bottom. But since I'm not sure, so maybe both barrels are part of what? Part of the suffix, and they can be mitzarif to mevatel that one apple. So shtei kubos, shtei mgush, shtei noflo, so'a truma, l'toch achas mehen, v'ini yadu leizim, em noflo, malo zo'a zo'. So then they're mitzarif to Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu heim b'shtei ayoros malo zo. Even if there are
even if each one is in two different cities, but they're part of the suffix. In the Tosefta, it says Shtei Kupas B'Shtei Megurus, Shtei Megurus B'Shtei Aliyos, Shtei Megurus B'Aliyah Achas Arei Lo Yalo, Rebino Melo Yalo. So but Rabbi Yehuda says no, lo yalo. They don't. And the Yerushalmi quotes this on page 4. B'shtei Megurush, B'shtei Aliyos, maybe not. It's in two different homes, two different... They're not mitzdarf. And the Rambam, L'Halacha, page 5, says B'feirish. That has to be in close proximity. V'fi shakor v'dov l'kabit shtei m'vayis echad. If they're in two different cities, they're not mitzdarf. So the question at hand is, because maybe the idea is, as the Mefarshim explained, it has to be something that's a possibility that the two barrels will get mixed together to be one. But if they're so disjoint, we don't view them, even though the latest Hasafik is on both. So this Chelkas Yoav says on page 7 on the left side, the paragraph Flizeh and the Omer Dada mina bitul barov afil be'echad b'vayis be'echad b'aliyah zerakim heim be'ir achas al kol ponim. Oh, so he says he says well, look at the paragraph before. He says, where do you learn it out from? We learned it, we did the Reb Chaim, we learned it out from the Sanhedrin. The Miyat follows the Rov. So he says that's only if they're together. In other words, he says, because you have a din in Yevamos of Losis Kodudu. Right? You can't have shtei but they didn't be Yerach. It's a machlokas, a bai v'rava. One opinion says, if it's Yerachas, you can't have shtei but they didn't doing. I wrote a whole sefer in Minhagim. So the beginning of the sefer is to discuss how does Losis Kodudu work, like in America today. You have shtei but they didn't be Yerachas, and everyone's doing 100 different things. So that's a discussion. But So if you assume that in the Irachas they all have to work together, so then follow the road, and then you have to be together. But Shtei Ayaros, that's two separate domains. So if the Bittul is learned from that, it's learned from. So he's giving a svara. He's saying, you see from the Mishnah that it's a din in ear. See, it's a Mishnah, it's a din in ear. And if you're in a different city, then there's no tzirf. There's no tzirf. And he wants to give a svara because it's nishapek, and it's only nishapek based on the Sanhedrin, because they all have to follow each other, or else it's no losis godu, not only boys birachas, etc. Right, but if it's not Irachas, then not. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. So that's, to me, it's still a very big chiddush. Rabbi Osher Weiss, in his Sefer Milchas Osher on Moedim, quotes this. I think maybe Rabbi Tuchman pointed out. He quotes the Chalkas Yoav. So he thinks he went too far. Everything the Chalkas Yoav says is brilliant. The only sign is, did he go too far? You know. So he writes the Lashon Rosh Hashanah in the third column, Dvarim Eilu Tumulim Ad L'Ma'od. He says that, you know, even if you're learning out from Sanhedrin, doesn't mean you're so literal here. But there's a Mishnah. The Yerushalmi, the Rambam. The Chor Tarchol, the Chol Hazed, Bidrabbanu. He doesn't think it's a Chalkas Yoav's Mashmah. Maybe it's a Din D'Oraisa. So maybe it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And it could be, I don't know if he says this, that maybe this is just a special Din by the Chumrah of Truma of Meya. You know, Truma is a Din Meya, so maybe that Din is only said when it's in proximity that it's going to. Apply it across the board? Do we say that it applies to every case, that all dinim of bittul, etc.? Okay, but that's the. What do we say? Like what Rabbi Asher was saying, maybe the rabbanon shouldn't be bittul, or maybe. This din is only by these cases of truma. I don't know. So that's the discussion here. Yeah.
What's the svara behind the gear offense? Because now it's much easier to get from places than it was even like 50 years ago.
Right. So maybe your achas should. You know, there's a din. This is an interesting halach. There's a din in the chay adam. How far do you have to go to do a mitzvah? Say, you know, in other words, I don't have a shofar here, but how far do I have? So he writes that if he discusses also Yerachas versus it's going to Ben's, it's going to be a whole day thing. You know, if there's a certain amount, you know, you might be potter. You know, so you're right. In other words, one maybe could be Mechalik that then Yerachas.
This
is because they're not going to The whole idea is that these two barrels are never going to be together if they're in two different ayaros. So maybe today, Eir Achas, in a second, you could be from. So maybe there's what the Mechalik, okay. But it's an interesting Shaila. But Rabbi Tuchman, since I always gave that as an example, so he said I should mayan into Sechalkas Yoav, where maybe Taka, there's a shear of what's Mitzarif, even for Yovish, B'Yovish. Or do we apply it beyond the Truma case? We apply it every case. So that's I ain't into these inyana. But these are the Makaris, is that Mishnah Truma. And even though this opinion says I feel Shnei Ayaros, but there's opinion that says not that way. And the Rambam and Paskin is not that way. So these are. I mean, Chalkas Yoav, you know, he's very big in being B'dama Milsa L'Milsa. We'll see. He's going to take the halacha in Hilchas Ribbis and he's going to apply it to Hilchas Bittel by an oaf. Brilliant.
Bro says that Dama Dama Din Negle Nego, they're different
dinim. Different dinim sometimes, and sometimes they're not different dinim. Sometimes it's a certain yisod. It doesn't mean that. So that's why, I mean, the Chalkas Yoav knew Kol HaTorah Kula, so he could say that, and some argue. Like Rabbi David Horowitz said, you know, that's the whole Briske Mahalach, Shnei Dinim is Lafuke, the whole other Mahalach of being Medama Milsa L'Milsa. Because Medama Milsa L'Milsa means you know Lov Shah. See, the reason why we don't have that today is because people don't have that breath. Chalkas Yoav have the breath, so he remembers, oh, there's a Sugi Menachos that can be relevant. Sigin Bav Metzi and Ribbis can be relevant to Bittel, and then even Madame Milsa L'Milsa. And the Brisker approach is to say that no, it's Svei Dinim means that you don't have a right to be Madame Milsa L'Milsa. That's a question, when you can, when you can't. So okay. So we basically finished what I wanted to do today. Bez Hashem, Rabbi Tuchman will give out the packet for. We're going to discuss the Shaila of the milk. Right, that was also a new packet from last time about the milk b'zman hazeh. Is there a shayla of milk b'zman hazeh based on these halachas of bittel of milk? So Rabbi Tuchman will give you the packet. And how many people still didn't get the first packets? Three people? Okay. Here, so we'll have to make more.